Republican Tom Keene defeats incumbent Democrat Rep. Tom Malinowski in New Jersey House race. By Jacob Bliss on November 9, 2022. Republican Tom Keene was projected to defeat incumbent Democrat Rep. Tom Malinowski in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District by CNN and NBC News on Tuesday night. The Republicans' victory put an end to Malinowski's two-term tenure in the House, ultimately flipping the seat for his party. Malinowski's loss, an essential pickup for Republicans, helps the Republicans in their quest to take back the House. However, the congressman's loss doesn't come as a surprise to some as the district shifted slightly more Republican from the congressional district. According to analyses, 538's election model favored Keene to win 71 out of 100 times. Cook Political Report rated the congressional district as leaning Republican. And Inside Elections recently moved their prediction to tilt Republican. Additionally, following polling that suggested the two candidates are tied at 48%, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee also did not reserve any television in the election's final weeks. When the DCCC does not reserve any television in the final weeks of an election or pulls its money out, it usually means the member could win alone, which is rare, or the member's fate is sealed and the funds would be more useful somewhere else. Breitbart News exposed Malinowski for going on multiple tirades against parents taking issue with what their children are learning in school. Over 6 months, he has called parents' concerns made-up cultural bullshit stemming from a fringe movement. After Breitbart News initially exposed Malinowski's tirade in March, the New Jersey Democrat has doubled and tripled down on his blunders and has even canceled an education forum with parents and students. In addition to one occasion where one of his staffers kicked out a person attending a public Toms in Town event in June after appearing to film the meet and greet. Malinowski continued to gaslight parents over the last year by maintaining his erroneous claim that parental concerns over public schooling are crazy culture bullshit by telling his constituents, "I am not going to stand for these MAGA Republicans trying to lower our schools down to the levels of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Florida." Keene responded to Malinowski's gaslighting by starting the Parents' Voice Coalition so parents across the district could have their voices heard and to use the coalition to address issues where Malinowski has been out of step with voters. The coalition's website stated parents deserve a choice in their children's education and children across the country, especially in New Jersey, have fallen behind after excessive lockdowns. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.